What I want to start with, which is what I think is a great story, and you touched on it during your press conference, that phone call. You finally get that phone call from a team, what every guy dreams about, thinks about, and the phone goes out. I was on the other end of that call, shooting it. What is going through your head when that starts?
I mean, it's like, man, when I got the call, and it went out, I freaked out, because I'm like, I was crying, because I'm like, man, this is a blessing. And like, I didn't know how to feel. I'm crying, and the phone goes out. I'm like, oh, man. So everybody, give me a phone. I need a phone with service. Then, you know, they came on. Then that's when they came on TV, and the pick was in. And they came in and said, you know, Sylvester Williams. And, I mean, that's the last thing I heard. Man went crazy. So after that, I'm figuring out, trying to get the call back. And so finally, they ended up calling back, and I had to just talk to them, man. But, you know, for me, getting that phone call was just like a relief. It's like, okay, I'm picked, you know. It's a crazy process, man.
Your family jumped on top of you.
Yes.
Did you get hurt? Did you get injured? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely fine. I didn't get hurt. It was like everybody started hugging me. I'm like, I'm sitting down, and I was on, and then just, oh, they just started hugging me. It was crazy, man.
That moment when you're feeling that love, everything you've worked for, and to feel it right then and there, you said you started crying. It just all kind of builds up, right? You realize what's just happened?
I mean, for me, it was like I was crying because I had worked so hard to get to this point in my life. And all I wanted in my life was to go as high as I could in the draft. And I was 28th pick in the draft. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm so happy to be a Denver Bronco that it's like I couldn't have went to a better organization, I feel.
At the Combine, I was there at the Combine. You said how football is a lot more fun than working in a factory. You're having a lot of fun now. But you also said in that factory, you're sitting there for 8 hours straight at a time when you do a lot of thinking. That's a lot of time to think. What were you thinking about?
I was just pretty much thinking about, you know, ways to better myself in life, because I'm a guy that wants to do everything I can to keep progress. And that's what I used to think about. In fact, I used to think about different things I could do. Maybe try to open my own business. Maybe just, and it finally clicked me. Go back to school. And I said, go back to school and play football. That's when it finally hit me. And when I thought about that, that may have been in October or September. And I thought about that every day. Every day I went to work, I thought about football, 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 football. That's all I thought about from that day forward.
How much of a gamble was it when you drove to Coffeyville and you basically pitched, I want to come here and play football. I kind of need to come here and play football. You said that was a big risk for you, right?
It was. I contacted the coach. I sent a film. They did never answer my phone call again, never contacted me back. And that went on for about 3 weeks. So I told my mind, me and my mentor said, okay, Sylvester, we're going to just go to school. We're going to go there and show up. I put everything I owned in my vehicle. I had a sheet of paper back then. GPS wasn't really popular. I had a sheet of paper that had the directions. I got in the car, I filled the tank up, and I got on the highway, started driving. And I didn't know if I was going to the right area. I just kept looking at the sheet of paper. And finally, they said Coffeyville, 100 miles or so. Then Coffeyville, 50 miles. When I pulled in town, I'm like, what is this? So now finally, I drove in, and I met with my buddy, man. I walked to the coach's office. Got to the coach's office. I said, Coach, I'm here. He said, who are you? I said, I'm Sylvester Wheaton. He said, he kind of gave me a look like, and he said, we got trials on Sunday. I'll see you then. I left, went to my room, got set in. Now I went to trials on that Sunday. Went through the drills every day. He came back. He said, I don't see much in you, but you're a big body, so I think we're going to give you a shot. And I took advantage of the opportunity.
Don't see much in you. Look, yeah. Where you are now, right? That dedication, and you said in your pressure, grinding, right? Probably one of the things John Elway and John Fox saw in you during evaluations. What else do you think they saw? Why do you think you're here?
I think, you know, they saw my leadership, my character, my off the field. You know, everything I do, I'm a class act. I feel like I'm the type of guy that's going to do everything right. I'm not going to come to this program and bring any harm to it at all. I mean, from off the field to loafing and practicing, anything, I'm going to do everything I can to help this team win. I'm going to be a great guy on the team, a great guy in the locker room, and I'm going to follow the veterans' lead with the intent to become a leader myself.
This is a relationship, right? When the team drafts you, and for the last couple of months, you've been meeting with them. They've been looking at a lot of players. You said you got the feeling last week that, wow, this would be a good fit. What did you gain talking to Coach Fox or Coach Del Rio, the people you did talk to that kind of made you hope to land here?
I think the biggest thing was when I came in and I sat down and we started to go over the scheme stuff, and I said, and I started to figure out a scheme. And it started to make sense. I said, you know, that's the type of scheme I want to be in. You know, that 4-3. And they even brought up an aspect that we may let our defensive tackles play both nose and the three and just slide in line, play with the right and the left tackle. I said, man, that's the organization I want to be in. And then they got great guys off the edge. They got Von Miller off the edge. You know, you put a guy inside, They got Derek Wolfe. You know, you add guys to the bunch, and you freeing up a lot for me because you got great players on the edge, allows another guy to make plays.
Well, you talked about how much fun football is for you. You get to play it, hopefully, for a long time here in Denver. Congratulations again, Sylvester.
Thanks a lot.